The Road, Disc 2.
At evening, a dull sulfur light from the fires, the standing water in the roadside ditches black with the runoff, the mountains shrouded away. They crossed a river by a concrete bridge where skeins of ash and slurry moved slowly in the current. Charred bits of wood. In the end, they stopped and turned back and camped under the bridge. He carried his billfold about till it wore a corner-shaped hole in his trousers. Then one day he sat by the roadside and took it out and went through the contents. Some money, credit cards, his driver's license, a picture of his wife. He spread everything out on the blacktop like gaming cards. He pitched the sweat-blackened piece of leather into the woods and sat holding the photograph. Then he laid it down in the road also, and then he stood and they went on. In the morning, he lay looking up at the clay nests of swallows in the corners under the bridge. He looked at the boy, but the boy had turned away and lay staring out at the river.
"There's nothing we could have done."
He didn't answer.
"He's going to die. We can't share what we have, or we'll die too."
"I know."
"So when are you going to talk to me again?"
"I'm talking now."
"Are you sure?"
"Yes."
"Okay."
"Okay."
They stood on the far shore of a river and called to him. Tattered gods slouching in their rags across the waste, trekking the dried floor of a mineral sea where it lay cracked and broken like a fallen plate. Paths of feral fire in the coagulate sands. The figures faded in the distance. He woke and lay in the dark. The clocks stopped at 1:17. A long shear of light and then a series of low concussions. He got up and went to the window.
"What is it?" she said.
He didn't answer. He went into the bathroom and threw the light switch, but the power was already gone. A dull rose glow in the window glass. He dropped to one knee and raised the lever to stop the tub, and then turned on both taps as far as they would go. She was standing in the doorway in her nightwear, clutching the jam, cradling her belly in one hand.
"What is it?" she said. "What's happening?"
I don't know.
"Why are you taking a bath?"
"I'm not."